This is Alex Faust, play-by-play voice of the LA Kings, and you're listening to King's Realm Podcast. Boy, do they know what good pizza tastes like.
Welcome to the King's Realm, presented by the Hockey Podcast Network and DraftKings. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at King's Realm Pod, and leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. So we're back. We took an impromptu week off. You know, sorry, Mikey, ruined your life for a minute.
James had nodes.
Yeah, we read that once already.
Oh.
Yeah. It's funny the second time around, too, though, right?
No, apparently to Jordan.
Okay. So anyways, Cup Finals are underway. Colorado is leading that 2-1. And
go out.
Yeah, I guess the NHL awards were given out today, and definitely some snubs. Shit. I'm Dennis Wilson. That's James Whitlock.
Still watching hockey.
And Jordan Hegman.
Drinking seltzer like a lady.
We read that too.
Who's that lady? Truly lady.
Truly, yeah. Huh?
I only have one beer left in these things, so I'm just going to stay hydrated.
Is that tonight. That same, like, blueberry acai one?
No, that was trash. So this is literally the second one I've taken out of the box in the 3 or 4 weeks I've had these. And I, like, poked my hand into the box and, like, moved the, like, blueberry acai out of the way and grabbed this delightfully refreshing raspberry lime.
Ooh. That actually sounds kind of good.
It's not bad. It's going to give me the shits later, but... Cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
Cheers. All right. Hey, hockey fans, the pursuit for the Stanley Cup is on, and DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer for the most exciting playoffs in sports. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win and get $100 in free bets, no matter what, win or lose. Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday during playoffs? With DraftKings same-game parlays, you can do just that. Create your own parlay by combining multiple bets like which team will win, how many goals will be scored, and more. It's your shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code THPN. Bring $5 and bet $5 on any NHL team to win and get $100 in free bets no matter what. Just bring it. That's code THPN on DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of the NHL. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details.
Bring your green hat.
Snoopaloop.
We all drank. I love it.
Yeah.
It's good. Timing.
Sorry, I was just busy looking at this list of non-Kings.
I learned that from the ESPN Games Championship, NHL Games Championships with Carlin Baith. As soon as everybody scores or finishes something, they take a sip.
Oh. That seemed like a really complex name.
I don't know what it's called.
Speaking of ESPN, they suck.
It's in the game.
ESPN? Are we getting to that first, or are we going to talk about the awards real quick?
I set it up for you.
All right. Well, now that we are subjected to only the ESPN feed, I think it's... To be fair, I think all of us knew this before.
To be fair?
There it is. I was getting worried. James didn't chime in there. But now that we are stuck with only the ESPN feed, they're not good. They're just not good. Like, I haven't had a chance to watch the last couple of games, and I don't know if they've fixed their timing issue yet, but that's been an issue all playoffs where they've been like half a second behind. They'd call the goal before this fucking puck left the player's stick. What the hell's her name? Maybe I don't want to remember it, but the lady that was covering the King series,
Leah Hextall.
Yes, not good at her job. It's just everybody is so boring.
It's just not good at all.
The sound is trash. The quote unquote talent is trash. The camera angles are weird. I will give a huge shout out to that like low camera angle from TNT when they're in the face-off circle.
I don't know if you've seen
that the last couple series, but they've brought that in more. And it's like super focused in on the two players, like all blurry in like the background. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's bad. And I don't know. I can't think of one redeeming value other than the fact that it's Stanley Cup hockey.
Well, I mean, it's you're watching two really good teams play hockey. That's right. That's pretty awesome.
But that has nothing to do with ESPN other than the fact that they paid the money. See, Harry gets it. Also, Eastman sucks ass.
Eastman apparently also sucks. Hey, you know what? If they can't get hockey right, we shouldn't have to get their name right.
So, I think that's fair. And
good
like,
on you, Harry. Good point.
You know, we were all pumped at the beginning of the season that, you know, hockey was going to be back on ESPN. Like, we gave them a lot of shit over the past several years because they just flat out refused to cover it. And when they did, it was very terrible, including Barry Melrose's fucking
his mullet.
His mullet. Jesus, I can't think tonight. see, at least Lee Exel hasn't been calling the games. You got that right.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just been such a disappointment, and the fact that like the NHL didn't vet them enough to give them the Stanley Cup Finals, like they should have gone to TNT.
Yeah, but money talks, right?
And I'm not even saying that because Wayne Gretzky's on TNT, because he's probably the worst part of TNT.
Yeah.
You know, TNT, I said what I said.
TNT says, ESPN, you're terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Yeah, dude, Gretzky's, he's got good analysis and stuff, but he does not have the personality to be sitting at that table.
What do we say as the Gretzky broadcaster's name is now the mediocre one?
Oh, the mediocre one.
Oh,
I got that. Took a second.
Yeah, it took a minute.
Should be a slow burn, but I guess it's late.
If you smelled burning, that was my brain trying to figure it out. You're not having a stroke. But yeah, I mean, listen, he is the greatest hockey player of all time.
Yes.
Arguably one of the greatest professional sports players of all time. But the dude has a personality of a stick in the mud.
It's like coming back as a commentator and wearing 45 instead of 99. Just half the man you were before.
Gotcha.
It was also an MJ reference.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Does he know that 45 plus 45 is 90?
Well, Jordan wore 45 when he came back.
Ah, gotcha. I never wore 45. But anyways.
No one's worried about you coming back, Jordan. Just saying.
Yeah, but I mean, by comparison, like the personalities on TNT are so much better. Going in dry. Oh,
you're not good at the license plate game, are you?
Nope, I am not. That is way better than I thought it was. I thought it had something to do with dry gin.
Do you not?
But yeah, that's fantastic.
Harry, give him props for his name. Going in dry.
I just maybe thought he was like a gin guy, but all right. Maybe he still is. He just needs to spit out first.
Is the spark plug for the TNT lineup. I agree.
But it's not even just him. Like, yeah, like, obviously he's that personality, like, we probably most align with the most on this show. But just, like, Tockett's great. Liam McHugh obviously has a ton of experience because of his time with NBC. And he's, like, the guy that kind of holds it all together. And then, who else am I missing?
Anson Carter.
He's...
The fact that he's not the worst at that table...
Right.
Is not a good look for Wayne.
and he brings in good hockey insight. Like, obviously, he had a ton of experience in the NHL, even though a lot of times it was with the Hated Ducks. But, like,
he's also a former King.
Yeah, that's true. Although the thing with the minor league player thing that happened early in the season, that was a little off, but whatever. It's just like you said, if he's not the worst on that broadcast, like, that's saying something about Wayne.
Yeah. I love the back and forth between Biz and Tockett. Like, that's fun. And Liam is, he's just a pro. He's good at what he does.
He's really good at what he does. Like, he knows hockey obviously really well, but he also asks those questions for the people who don't know hockey very well. You know, he'll sit, like, he's surrounded by a bunch of experts and Biz. and he will sit there and ask them the questions, like, ask them their knowledge. Like, obviously, like, as the moderator or, you know, host the show or whatever you want to call it, that's his job. But he's really good at doing it. He does it seamlessly a hell of a lot better than I read these fucking Twitch comments.
That was that was a minor dig on Biz.
Yeah, well.
I picked up on it. It was good.
Minor.
Solid.
Wow.
2 minutes to the box.
No, more like minor league, but okay.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, all right, works. Messier and Chevalier are okay, was. But can be a bit dull like Gretz. Messier is
but they're
good.
Better. I mean, I would argue.
Messier at least has good conversation, though.
Yeah.
Messier at least makes some statements. Yeah. Like, he was giving it to Tampa
live
after
on
the
air?
Second game.
He's giving yeah. it to him.
Give wow.
It. Yeah.
That's graphic.
I mean, yes. Yeah. Maybe you should have watched.
Woo! I mean, that's not my usual cup of tea, but, you know, who knows?
Damn.
Uh-oh. We're getting some arguments in the comments now.
Are we?
Messier didn't sound absolutely terrible at parts.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I didn't watch enough of it. I just saw some highlights about some of the things that he was saying. So, from what I saw, it didn't come off as dull as Gretzky has. So,
yeah, I don't know. I mean, I obviously like wish Gretzky the best, like in this secondary career of his. But he needs to grow a personality somehow or do something different. I don't know. He's probably a great dude to party with, and he just needs to let his freak flag fly. Just get after it.
His freak like, flag. Say that five times. Freak flag.
I barely
fly.
Said it once.
I'm surprised you got it out.
Yeah, well.
That's what she said.
Hey. A little too much whiskey.
Yeah, so work on the personality on the off season. Like it.
Notes.
Notes. James,
taking should, notes.
James, you should send him an email. That'd be great.
I'm on it.
Okay. Here it goes.
What's his email? Great199@gmail.com.
It's just Wayne at TNT.com.
Here's a good question. Real question is, how much can chat really derail the show? Well, considering this show thrives on derailing, that's where we live. We'll talk to the chat all day long.
Yeah.
This could actually be your show.
How fast can you type?
Yeah. Saskatchewan!
Saskatoon. Yeah, see, he knows. ooh, pretty light.
Fast enough.
Enough of that. So what's the deal? Are ESPN and TNT swapping the finals every other year?
Or yes.
Is it? I don't know.
Yes, they are. It's going back and forth.
Or do they have to pull ping pong balls, Dennis?
Harry really wants to
they
run.
Already did that.
Hey, look it. We're we need to make this show shorter.
The weekend.
We're not at 30 minutes yet, Harry.
Fucking Harry.
All right. Should we talk about the series now that we're talking about how much ESPN sucks?
Let's and
the
do only it.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, holy shit.
Thank God Tampa won one.
I mean, I didn't think it was going to be anything like game two for this entire series because game one was clearly close. Like, obviously, the Avs got out to an early start. It was like 3-0. And then Tampa responded with three unanswered goals themselves and then unfortunately lost it. Or fortunately, depending on which bandwagon you're on. I think we're all heavily seated on the Avs bandwagon. But and then
here
just
we are.
Yeah. And then just to come out and just absolutely thrash Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
Like the Avs made Tampa look like Arizona.
They're bitch.
That was a very lopsided loss.
Yeah. What was at one point, like, I think in the second period, that like Tampa only had like two or three shots on goal, like through the majority of the period.
The first period, they only had five.
Okay.
And it was a decent amount into the second period before they got another one on, so.
Yeah. And, you know, like, Harry says he didn't see the outcome of Game 3 happening after Games 1 and 2, but Tampa's got that in him. Like, I agree with you to a certain extent. I didn't think it would be a complete shellacking the other way around after a 7-0 loss, but that team's been here twice before. They've won twice before. They know what to do. I think they lost in the Eastern Conference Final before that. So they know how to win the playoffs and know how to turn on, you know, when they have all their players and they're over the cap. but, like, they have that in them. Like, Coop's a fucking excellent coach. I didn't see them going down without a fight. This wasn't going to be a 4-0 sweep by any means. So no. It's going to be – and obviously it was the first game back in Tampa, and that fucking house is wild. It's going to be
– first game where they could breathe.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how the Avs respond tomorrow night. I think that's going to say a lot about the series. If it's a close game, and even if Tampa ends up winning, I think the Avs taking home probably in seven. If they just get shit on. That's true. I can't read. Hooked on Fox did not work for me.
You can't interrupt him. When he's on a rant, you just have to let him go.
Nope. Sorry, Harry. Nope. It was probably best to stop me anyways. But
didn't we all see the outcome of Game 3 happening?
Yeah, see, I can't read. You're right. Touche.
I don't think we saw a 6-2 game after the 7-0, right? I don't think we saw it flip-flopping. At least I didn't.
I mean, I didn't necessarily see that responding, but
not in that fashion, not completely shutting Colorado down. Like, yeah, I figured it would be another close game.
Yeah, no way they were losing. Yeah, I can see that.
Jordan, you're going back and forth. Yeah or no?
No, I know. I'm not. If you would have asked me what the score of the game was going to be before Game 3, I would never would have said 6-2. I probably would have said 4-3 or something like that.
Yeah.
But the 6-2 doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. Like, Darcy Kuemper is not a phenomenal goalie. Like, he's, you know, good for a couple of those games, a series potentially, where he gives up a ton of goals, even though he's got the Norris Trophy winner on his team and the guy who came in, I think, fifth for Norris voting. On his team as well, and you know, it's just Kemper's not that guy. He never will be that guy. Vasilevsky, on the other hand, is that guy.
Mm-hmm. Well, what's his name? Francois or whatever has better numbers than Kuemper. He's played less games than obviously, but he's got way better numbers so far.
Well, yeah, he pitched a shutout after he had to come in the last time Kuemper lost. So. I mean, that's going to skew in the short amount of games that there is, that's going to skew pretty hard. So, and you also have to, you know, think about it, like the way that we used to talk about like Budai and like stuff like that. When your less competent goalie is back there, you play differently to help him out. So, you know, that's something a little bit more behind the curtain that we're not going to really be privy to. So you have to take that with a grain of salt. Right. But yeah, like I said, depending on how the Avs respond in this next game, that's going to say a lot about the series.
Yeah.
Because go ahead.
I was going to say it's turning into a series. It was looking like it wasn't going to be the series we all wanted it to be after the first two games. But this just showed that, both teams have the potential to just blow the other team out.
1,000%.
And they're both getting, you know, the rest of the series could be one goal games. You know, it's not going to be 7-0 blowouts and shit the rest of the way. So at least I hope not. I want it to be tighter. I mean, it's impressive. Impressive to see that.
Don't we all?
Yeah. They do have procedures for that. I'm just saying.
the husband stitch. Listen.
Skip the wink.
Did you know?
I'm just glad that Colorado didn't blow him out, and then we got to deal with that shit all next year. So,
oh,
egotistical. Speaking of egotistical Colorado fans, hey, Dustin, glad to see you listening.
Was he the one that messaged us on Instagram?
Yeah, I got a fuck LA. Whoa. Easy. Go Avs. Well, I'll agree with the second half. Don't appreciate the first.
How much of a hockey fan is Dustin? Let's be honest.
Let's find out when he responds to that, if he's listening. he's a fan as long as Colorado's doing better than LA. That's what I'll tell you.
He's gonna be a fan for probably a few more years.
Yeah, they good.
They're pretty good.
All right, he's
pretty heated when they don't play well. So,
yeah, it'll be interesting. I would love to see like the two. I don't want to call them X factors, but the two things that are kind of like the caveat for both of these teams is they're both missing a very good player. Tampa Bay is missing Braden Point, and the Avs are missing Kadri.
And Gerard
too. Yeah, which is also. But if they both come back like Game 7, like what a storyline!
Dude, is there any news with Kuznetsov or?
I had seen something. He's unlikely
to play
for the next game.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because that leg issue. I didn't see anything dirty there.
Yeah.
Coop was kind of alluding to. Come on, guys. We all know. If you're asking, we all know.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything.
He's playing that head coach role, and he's got to like. Play that
do you
card.
Though? I think you've got to be earnest.
You do, because I don't think so. If he says, yeah, it wasn't that bad, and then he ends up not playing next game, then you're going to look like a douchebag.
You know, you could say, listen, we're not on the ice, right? We can only see what we can only see. But, you know, I think that, I don't know. The problem is when you watch it, and I watched it a half dozen times in slow-mo, and I just, from different angles, I don't see anything significant that was intentional to cause an injury. Right, and it's you're talking about veteran player and blah blah blah. We know better.
Yeah, but
and
when you're pushing down on somebody's hip with your stick, you're not trying to tickle them.
No, you're trying to push them off. You're trying to play the body, but I mean, you're not thinking that you're going to crush their leg.
Would you agree with that? It was more of a downward motion than it was an outward motion.
I would say it was both. You know, where your leverage is, I you know, once again, it's in the moment.
Right. And I'm not saying
Harry thinks it was dirty and intentional.
Do I think it was shady? Yes.
I don't know. I don't think you could anticipate what happened. His leg looked like it went 15 different directions.
Well, that's not a good look.
I'll go back like and watch it again. But he says, Harry says he found the hip bone and went straight down. I didn't see it that way, but.
I mean, there's a big pad there, right? So, like, all you need to do is find the pad and just push down on that, and you're going to get some sort of leverage on him in a downward factor.
Yeah, I'm with going in dry. Man, he says, man, intentional in the sense you're trying to take the player out of the play. I doubt he was trying to hurt the guy. Same. I agree.
I think that's more where I'm leaning. I don't think that the guy who was fifth place in Norris voting is going to be doing dirty shit like Corey Perry is.
Yeah, and you got Corey Perry on your team. And, I mean, Coop was trying to play it out in the media like that without having to say it. And
you have to, though.
I don't think you do.
As a head coach, I think you do. It's the Stanley Cup Finals.
I think you need got integrity, then
if
you don't.
If you, but at that point, you got an out. If you don't bring the cup home, like he's a fucking lawyer, dude. Like, he knows what he's doing.
Oh yeah, no, he's a smart guy. But so, once again, lawyers, integrity.
Integrity Farms.
I mean, I'm not saying it, but I mean, all of us in the room know what we're saying.
You sound like Coop. Well done.
Coop.
He just said it that way because he wanted to be at least 10% right.
Well, yeah. Perry's a dirty fuck.
Yeah.
Perry leaning on guys' ankles with his knee. That's intent to injure. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty bad as he was getting up. I'm not even sure who that was on the abs, but it doesn't matter.
Harry, you almost got the quote right. He said, I just rewatched it, and I stand by what I said. The quote is, and I said what I said. I'm just helping you out there.
I don't know if he's trying to go for that quote there, James. Yeah. Well, not everybody's trying to be you.
I think Harry's just a man of integrity.
Hey, I've heard from Harry the week ahead. I've heard from Harry Saskatchewan. Like, the guy knows. He's trying to catch him up.
The guy knows.
If you want to play King's Realm bingo, then you got to know what to sing.
So. Yeah, the teaser much. Yeah. Fuck Corey Perry. See, he knows. I do love the stat that if Corey Perry loses in the Stanley Cup. Was said.
Hooked on phonics?
Pahonics.
But this will be the first time that someone will lose in the Stanley Cup Finals three years in a row with three different teams.
Going in dry said, I've been on team fuck Corey Perry since he squirted water into Jeff Carter's glove. I think you could have quit it squirted.
And how were you not on the fuck Corey Perry team before that?
I know, right? What was he?
I mean, that's just putting icing on the cake right there.
Mm-hmm. So does that make, like, the fact that Corey Perry's lost two Stanley Cup Finals in a row and Patrick Maroon has won two in a row, does that even them out?
Patrick Maroon's won three in a row.
That's right. Bruh. He has won three in a row.
Yeah, bruh.
Yeah. That's true. Touche.
He's Corey. About to win four in a row, no, or Corey Perry's going to lose.
So they'll each have three.
Or Corey Perry's going to lose three in a row. You throwing gang signs? What the fuck?
No, it's three and three.
I feel endangered. I don't know. Thank God I'm not wearing red.
You got blue all behind you. Respected him for being a 50-goal scorer one time in his career.
Yeah, get
one
out of here.
Time.
Get out of here.
Can we kick people out of Twitch?
What's this? I could turn it off. Back to Harry.
Oh man. Anyways, so
what's the score? Wait. You said if I were to call the score of Game Three, if you're to call the score of Game Four, what would it be?
Who are you asking? Everybody?
You're the only one that said if I could have called the if you asked me to call the game score Game Three, so I'm going to ask you to call the game of score Game Four.
I think it's going to be high scoring. We're going to hit the over again. I think the over's hit in every game. I'm going to go 5-4.
Colorado 4-3.
Tampa Bay 5-4.
Tampa Bay 5-4.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, mm-hmm. At the same time, going in dry, you're back on the leaderboard here. 4-3 OT win. That's 4-3. We're on the same page. McCarr gets the game winner, too.
You know, I do have, before we move into the NHL awards, I don't know if I love that McCarr was there tonight and has a game tomorrow.
Yeah, me either. You should not be there.
It was in Moe's Tavern. I don't know if you saw the photos of it, but it was in Moe's Tavern. It was like
Homer there?
It was the tiniest little venue, and there was bricks on the wall.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, but I don't know. I guess we just move on. Or Dennis, do you want to call the score for tomorrow night's game?
Let's call the score.
Or last night's game, if you're listening to this after it's been edited.
5-3 Avs.
5-3 Avs. Okay. That still hits the over. That's fine.
Has the over already been set? Is it locked in?
No, I'm just assuming it's 6.
Are you making bets on DraftKings?
No, because it's not legal in California, James. I don't have a VPN set up on my phone.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say VPN.
We need to get a Surfshark sponsorship or something.
They play it right after the DraftKings.
NordVPN.
Allegedly.
How do you drive by DraftKings? Uh, Hey, yeah, the, I feel you, Harry.
Hey, the, whoa.
Whoa.
Jesus.
The that, over under.
That's why.
Should we say Mikey?
That's why he's watching the Twitch.
Whoa.
The over under is currently set at 6 for tomorrow's game.
Oh, there you go.
I make my bets in the gas pump instead.
2 gallons. Not even.
Jesus.
Oh, man.
It's chat is derailing the show.
Yeah.
Well done. Well
you got
done,
your bets.
All right. Avs and 7. Moving on. Shit, the next time we pod, this series is going to be over. I think. Maybe.
Dude, Harry's going in. TBL in 6.
Wow.
No.
I'll say the opposite for the Avs.
That's too much Corey Perry love for me.
Yeah.
That's that. The last time Tampa Bay was down 2-0 in a series, they won it in 6 against the Rangers. Vezina winner,
Listen!
Listen. All right, NHL awards. Let's go through a couple of big ones. We'll go through some of the smaller ones. Pretty quickly, a Hart Trophy, if you know what that is, it's MVP of the league. Austin Matthews, quote of the night, Keenan Thompson from Keenan and Kel, said what I said. Said when he was congratulating him on stage, he's like, oh man, it's really nice to see the Leafs win something in June.
That's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And clearly not talking about his hairline.
Nope. Although his sister.
Because that lost. You lost that too.
You should look up Austin Matthews' sister.
Hey-o.
She seems nice.
Because she's Canadian?
They're from Arizona, dingus.
No. Oh. Because they're in Canadian? I don't know.
In Canadian. Calder Trophy Rookie of the Year, Moritz Seider. Dixon Cider? I don't know.
It's not surprising.
Nope.
From
nope.
Detroit.
Nope. Norris Trophy winner. No surprise here. Cal Makar, followed by Victor Hedman and Roman Josi. Not even a glimpse at Durzi or...
No. Nothing.
Vezina Trophy. Best goalie in the league. Igor Shesterkin.
There's
no surprise there. He also came second in Hart voting.
Wow.
Yep. Getting into some ones I have no idea what the fuck they're for. King Clancy Trophy, PK Subban. Also followed by Ryan Getzlaf and Darnell Nurse.
I think that's like the...
I think it's the group of people that I don't particularly like.
What is it? Which one are you on?
King Clancy Trophy.
Player like best exemplifies leadership on and off the ice.
Yeah.
Make noteworthy humanitarian contributions in his community.
That's you right.
Humanitarian. That's what the word I was looking for.
Kopitar was like our admission to that, right?
Yeah, because PK made some awesome Instagram posts this year to stir up some shit and never apologize for it. Yeah, good job. Way to pick that King Clancy.
James, I think we hit a nerve with James.
No. This is like fucking Memorial Day all over again.
But the Kings did post this year.
They did.
They did the bare minimum post, too.
Hey, how much credit is James taking for that? I'm going to say at least 10%.
Oh, you know it.
Yep. All right, James, look this one up. Jennings Trophy. Antti Raanta, followed by Frederik Andersen.
Jennings is the... least goals allowed or whatever. It's a goalie.
Goals against average?
I think so.
I should know that. Okay.
Whose team allowed the fewest goals? Yeah, minimum 25 games.
Okay.
But if the goalie wins it.
Right.
Or goalies.
It's usually one. Mm.
But this year it's 2.
That. 1 year. Oh, yeah, it is 2. You're right. Both Raanta and Andersen won it.
Most years it's not.
So see, they have to get the ping pong balls to figure out which one it's going to be.
And now my ping pong ball trick.
Something tells me you've seen that in person.
All I'm going to say is Big Bear.
James is very excited.
That's a story for Patreon.
I'll save it. Okay. I got a place.
God. Bill Masterson, I think this is just old people, right? Carey Price, Kevin Hayes, and Zdeno Chara, with Carey Price winning. He's a robot. Selke Trophy, Patrice Bergeron, Elias Lindholm, and Alexander Barkov. I think a lot of people were surprised that Kopitar ended up higher on this than Deneau did.
I think it's more. It's Kopi's award.
I don't know. A lot of people were also bitching that Iafallo didn't get any cred here, saying that he was the best defenseman. Because didn't he win the internal team award for best forward?
Yes, he did.
All right, defensive forward, or was that Trevor Moore?
Hey, James, put up the next comment on the screen. There you go.
Oh, when he said quick in his backup.
When it with the backup, yeah.
Yeah, that was single.
You guys think Blake will trade for DeBrincat? I hope so. I don't know what it would cost, though. I don't want him to overpay, but...
Oh, hey, we did win something.
We didn't win shit.
Oh,
best podcast? True.
Yeah.
Fucking best fan podcast at the NHL Awards, and we weren't there.
Boom. That's so baller we didn't even show up to accept the award.
Yeah. How about that, Maker?
Mm-hmm. Jack Adams Award went to...
Finally did it.
Yeah. I laughed. I didn't want to give you any credit for it, though. Daryl Sutter, no mention of Todd McLaughlin, suck a dick. Ted Lindsay Award, nobody cares, is Austin Matthews. Maurice Richard Award and Austin Matthews. Messier Leadership Award, Anze Kopitar. Yeah, and that's it. Art Ross Trophy, McDavid, Willie O'Ree Award, Noel Acton. I don't know who that is, I'm sorry.
Well, you should after today.
Okay.
Ooh, here's some smack talk. At Harry, you made two mistakes. No fact-checking and never admit you are wrong.
That's James Whitlock 101 right there.
Yeah. This is a fucking King's Realm. You own your shit and fight it till the death. And claim 10% right.
Yeah. Yeah. With love, may small. I like that.
I'll see myself out. No, Harry, stick around. Harry, you got good shit. But yeah, not too many facts for this podcast. We'll make it legit. We need to not do that.
Yeah, we need to bring that down a notch or two.
Loosen up that tie.
However, the DeBrincat Byfield line makes my pants tight.
Then it's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Goat and dry for that one too.
Raw dog.
I mean, so back to that, since we're done with the awards, because we didn't win anything other than Kopitar. There are other players out there that I would like to see us go after, mainly because, like, my primary focus for this offseason is adding size and grit. And wow, you just wrecked your shit, James. He's got a shit ton of skill. What, he scored 41 goals this year? Something like that?
I don't know.
Yeah,
no, you're asking for either. Facts.
Yeah, no one
that's
cares.
True. That's a fact and a follow up.
Just say it as if it was
41
real.
Ping pong balls in the Tumblr thing.
In the Tumblr thing. Yeah.
Dennis was much more confident about ping pong balls than just stats no one's going to look up. You might as well just run with it.
And that's
he had a whole fucking 5-minute story for it. So
the way that we are. Ooh, fireworks.
That was, yay. I could hear that one.
Yep. That was close. But yeah.
Fiala or Bozier are the two best fits for LW1 next to Kopitar. Fiala's a fucking douche, though.
Okay.
I don't know enough. He's wild.
He's the one that took Roy out for half a fucking season, wrecking him into the boards. He's the dude that like went in on like the first day of training camp and apologized to his team for taking so many penalties and fucking them over and said, I'm going to be better. And then promptly went out and got suspended for hurting Roy.
Come be a douche for our team and score goals. I don't care.
Harry says because he hasn't slumped in the last 2 years.
Hmm.
Well, new system. Never say never.
Man, there's so much going on in the comments, I can't keep up.
I know. I'm trying to get through them. Make sure.
Whoa. All the way through
them? Who was it that was suggesting trading for doing whatever we had to do to
then trade for
DeBrincat?
Wait, here's a good one.
And then
about pasta. Yeah, and then we get Dunkin' Donut commercials too.
I don't think that's how it works.
No, it's how it all works.
From Boston.
What would pasta cost? I don't think that's the right direction.
$12.99 at Olive Garden.
Was he a free agent?
I'm pretty sure. He's a UFA.
So he's going to be like how many millions of dollars?
Several. Ten.
All of them?
Yeah. All of the millions. And as much as I would love pasta, we would have to clear cap space to field or to ice a team like around him. And honestly, I don't hate the idea because we'd probably have to get rid of Iafallo and then I wouldn't my bet. So,
ooh,
no, that was just this year, wasn't it?
What?
Trade and Iafallo?
No, it was. I said before his contract was up. He just signed an extension.
We're getting fact checked. There's an argument in the comments. This is getting good.
Well, no, if he signs an extension, then that doesn't continue the contract.
No, it was when he signed his extension. We made the bet. Okay.
Damn it.
Yeah.
That's a Boston thing, James. You can't.
You can't park that.
I had to say it in my head first. Park that.
Park your car.
Hey, I got a Dunkin' Donuts like 3 miles from here, from the studio.
From the studio?
I paused for a second. Okay, everyone is available for the right price. You're right.
Yeah, I don't know if it's...
Whoa! I was going to say there's a Your Mom joke in there somewhere, but there it is. Pasta's not free agent until next year. But we'll cost Byfield or...
No, fuck that. I'm sure. No way.
Yeah,
I'm thinking of the old guy on their team. What's his name?
I don't know. Keep your hairy piece back up. Come on.
You're not my dad.
The comments are better than our show.
I know.
Ooh, shit.
All right.
This is good.
So, off the trade. Off the trades for now. That'll come later.
Hey, if you're lucky.
Just be patient.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be another interesting offseason because there's going to be a lot of rumors about people going places and... Because the Kings still have a decent amount of cap room or can easily make cap room when they trade Oddfellow. And they have all the assets.
Stop saying it.
To get anybody they want in the league. Like, literally, if they wanted to go get McDavid, they can make it happen. It'd be stupid.
Real stupid.
But they can do it. So the Kings are going to continue until they make a big splash, whether it be through free agency or a trade, and they're going to be at the center of every trade talk. So don't read into those too heavy.
Center sounds a little aggressive.
The left
Their wing. Name is going to be brought up in just about everybody that's available. So.
Right, for sure. Whether it's Pasta, whether it's the DeBrincat, whether it's whoever. It doesn't matter.
Spencer Knight.
I mean, I don't hate that idea. Although, apparently, they are shopping the fuck out of Bobrovsky.
Really?
Willing to potentially eat up to half of his contract.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, fuck.
I have not heard that yet.
Yeah.
That's slow on the button there, James.
Mm-hmm. Just saying.
He had a solid first half of the year.
He's a good goalie, but he's not a $10 million goalie.
No. They overpaid, for sure.
I don't think they're – I mean, the only goalie that I can think of – goalies that I can think of that are potentially $10 million goalies are Vasilevsky and maybe Shesterkin. But he's
well, I'd say Vasilevsky because he's proven it year after year.
Right. Yeah, you're but, not going to go out and pay somebody big money after one season. Bennington. excuse me.
No, you're right. You are correct.
Throw water bottles like a bitch.
Fucking crybaby.
I know. I mean, again, I'll say it again. When we were talking about this last time, good for him for at least owning it up because he could have lied.
Yeah.
And people don't think he's any more of a douchebag because he told the truth, you know?
I just think he's a fucking whiner. That's
yeah,
all.
He is. He is. That dog joke you had a couple weeks ago, Dennis, is pretty funny.
Which one?
About the dog goalie.
I forget what it is.
I sent the video of a dog playing
goalie. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. I remember now. It's pretty good.
What is your absolute I'm okay with that trade by the Kings this summer? Said trade being the biggest one of the offseason. Ooh, is this multiple choice? Because there's so many different ways you can go.
Yeah, I know. We should save that until we know a little more. I'm going to write that down, or actually, I'm going to write it down.
Biggest trade for the Kings or biggest trade for all teams? Because that's...
it says by the Kings.
Yeah.
Save that
said
one.
Said trade being the biggest one of the offseason.
Well, it says trade or signing. I say we just save that one, because we're probably going to get into that later.
Okay. James doesn't know.
Well, we've already gone 10 minutes on that. We've got to make sure we keep it moving. Moving on. Blake will probably go completely off board again, bring in a guy who has no idea. We had no idea was available. Long Island says, sign the dog, fuck it. And Harry is clarifying for the Kings.
Biggest trade for the Kings.
We'll think about that. Let's come back next week.
Let's at least give him a little something. Who are your untouchables? Is it still the same? Because I don't want to leave him hanging.
Yeah.
Untouchables? Yeah, you're not moving Byfield. You're not moving Clark.
So right now, for the majority of the people out in the Twitterverse, the three untouchables are Byfield, Kaliev, and Clark.
What about Mikey?
I think he's replaceable.
I still want to see more from Mikey.
I'd like to see more from Kaliev.
I think
Mikey proved himself in that Edmonton series. I will hold on to him at his cap.
For a guy that excites Drew Doughty, I want to see him stick around.
Whoa.
gets the pants tight.
But that doesn't make I like Mikey as untouchable. All right. I mean, I don't think at this point, and this is rainbows and dreams and butterflies. For the right return, nobody's untouchable.
For the right return.
But, like, that just needs to be out there in the universe that for the right price or for the right return, no one's untouchable. And if you can't come to grips with that, then you're an idiot.
Is Drew untouchable anymore?
I don't think Drew is untouchable from the Kings' perspective. I just don't think anybody's going to want him at his contract.
I think he's untouchable.
I think that'd be a hard one to move.
I mean, he's still recovering from surgery, so you want to be careful around him. That's true.
He's kind of a Kings icon, right?
1,000%.
And I don't think they move him. I think they have more value in him.
I don't think he's going anywhere by any means. But I don't think he's on the untouchable list.
But just on the parameters of is he untouchable? No, I don't think so.
I think he is, 100%.
I just don't think anybody's gonna die
on that sword.
Okay,
I think he's untouchable, and the fact that no one's gonna try and touch him. How about that?
from that aspect, yeah. I mean,
there's someone that have to eat so much salary to move him. I don't see it happening.
Just, James, you're saying you don't do Drew for Makar straight up?
They don't make that trade. I say I don't have to worry about that trade because it never happened.
But exactly. We're talking in the fantasy land of nothing's off the table.
Like, so when you say untouchable, like Byfield for McDavid straight up.
Yeah, I fucking any day. Any day.
So Byfield's not untouchable.
So Byfield's untouchable. Right. Yeah, that's, it's got to be a reasonable thing.
Yeah.
All right, key three, Doughty, Quick, Kopitar.
Harry's right. With Brownie retiring, they're going to let the rest of the three retire as Kings.
I wish that restructuring of contracts was more of a thing in the NHL. That's all I'm going to say.
More of a thing? Is it a thing?
No, I don't think it is at all. But they do it all the time in the NFL. But the cap works a lot differently, so... Because you can do bonuses and stuff like that that don't count all the way towards the cap. So, but like, would you? Hey,
don't
I did
give,
a thing.
Don't give him fucking credit. He doesn't even
I'm
know what
ride
he did.
That all night. Harry.
He doesn't even know what he did.
That's all.
Ask
I
him
need.
What his good note was. He doesn't even fucking
it's
know.
It's about restructuring contracts.
wink, wink. Jordan can't wink.
That is true. There are a lot of things that need to happen, like certain teams need to hit floors, and that's where you get rid of some of those contracts. But I don't know. Like, would you take another year on Kopitar's contract to clear up a couple extra million in cap space if we needed it to sign someone like Pasta?
Oh, so extend the contract another year to make the cap hit smaller? Is that mm-hmm. how that works?
Yeah, I mean, if you were to do it on, like, NFL terms.
Okay.
So instead of it being, you know, 8 by 10 or whatever it is, make it 9 by 7.
Mm-hmm. And he's stretching that out. Yeah.
I don't know if that math works out.
If we could just make up rules, yeah, why not?
Sure.
Fuck it. Yeah.
But that really allows teams to go all in, right? Like, not that they can't circumvent the cap now, but...
Why don't we just create a fantasy space where we could put a couple million dollars in there?
We did, and you ruined it. Ask Mark.
Mark Unity's beard. Now, Mike Richards, we're paying less than $1 million.
Yeah, I mean,
or it's all in cap space, not paying, but it's less than $1 million in cap space, and it goes down through the rest of the century that we pay him
for the century.
Yeah. I think FNUF's on the book for another season or two, too.
FNUF. Let's see. FNUF, one more.
That's FNUF of that talk.
But that's more. That's like 2-something or 1.18, something like that, right?
1.06.
That's not bad.
Mike Richards, 900,000, then drops to 700,000 for 2 years, then 600 for the next 3 years, and then we're finally fucking done with it. All because Lombardi was loyal.
Yeah, well. I think once you fire...
Richards had nothing to do with it. Got it.
Yeah.
No, he had the opportunity to buy him out. Without having... If he would have bought him out the season before he did, we wouldn't be paying him right now. Or wouldn't have the cap hit right now.
Hindsight's 50-50, Dennis.
God damn it, Cam.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. I think we got some voicemails.
Oh, good shit.
Deal. And some text messages.
Okay, I'm on voicemails. You get text messages.
You go ahead and play them. Go. We're here. Go.
Let's talk a minute so I can at least set them
up
here.
This is way more funny.
All right, here we go. First one. These were actually meant for last week. But I was dying on a bed, so there's that.
From notes.
Hey, Germany. Fuck you, buddy.
Timothy gets his own medicine. That's nice. Hey, Timothy, fuck you, buddy.
Rest in peace. Oh.
All right, here's another one.
What's up, Tim Fuckers? It's
Mikey. Who's going to win and in how many games?
Is it awkward that we already answered this?
Does it in 5 games.
Oh, that's awkward.
I know everybody in the world wants to see Colorado win game 7 overtime, but Tampa's going to 3-peat and Patrick Maroon's going to 4-peat, and that's the only reason I'm okay with it. Because that dumbass 8-minute-a-night fourth liner is about to win fucking 4 Stanley Cups in a row.
Former Duck.
But he's a former Duck,
honestly,
so fuck that.
I don't
that.
Really care too much about Corey
right,
Perry.
Right.
Anymore. It would be nice to see him cry 3 years in a row, though. That'd be fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
No, see, that? Now you're bringing it back.
Fucking sucks. Fuck Corey.
Thank you. Welcome back.
I like how you just said you're over it.
Go tell McCarr. You have a tail. Once.
Spelled differently.
Locked in for nothing. That sucked.
Waivers.
All right. I mean, I know there's more. What else is there? What else is there?
I'm sure you'll call back.
Look at James.
Yep. James, whoa.
Eat dicks, Dennis. Wait, yeah, Dennis. Did Jordan move? I didn't realize he stopped getting his gummies. I'm probably, you know, I'm just going to end it there. I'll probably call you back in like 10 minutes. We'll see. Go Kings, go!
Go Kings, go!
Later.
Later, skater. Wait, did Jordan move?
Let me guess. He called back.
Oh, man. You know it.
God
damn it, Mikey.
Jordan, who the fuck do you think you are? You know how expensive that fucking drinking game would be? If I tried that? If you're messing up words? No. Are you going to? No. Fuck, man. It's like hundreds of dollars an hour.
Too expensive tasting beer.
Again! Twice in a message.
Three. No, that's, yeah, okay.
The fuck did I do? Oh, maybe because I was dead.
Cool. I hope you guys are enjoying Twitch. I'm probably listening to myself right now. Whoa.
It's been a lot of fun. Tricky. Not going to lie.
Nice.
It's
like Mikey voicemail inception. Mikey voicemail inception. Suck it, James. Later, guys.
13,
go!
Third time
same mesh is 4th time total.
Oh, shit. All right, now we know who Mikey is on here. My time to shine. 3 suck it, Jameses in 1 fucking message. You gotta mix that 4 shit total. Up, dude.
I like it. I like it a lot.
All right, it's Jordan's turn next week.
Yeah, I mean, I know I did not move. Just sounds like your credit card may be bouncing. I don't know.
Yeah. Ooh. Sounds like you got some things to work on.
Are there any more voicemails?
No.
Because we got some text messages from the Dustin Brown's water bottle.
Oh, nice. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it makes sense. He probably can't talk.
I think you might like it here, James.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. So he says, hey, guys, it's the water bottle. Dustin left me in the locker room. It's dark in here, and I hear footsteps. Rob Blake is in the next room, and he's trying to trade for DeBrincat. You heard it here first. All right, see ya. P.S. Fuck you. Except James. That guy's awesome.
Ah, thank you.
I think we just identified who the water bottle is.
It's James.
No, yeah. we know. When I was in the tunnels doing work with the Kings, we had some times. So, fair enough. Good.
What a fucking twist.
Good he, him.
So, suck it, James.
Whoa, wrong button. Sorry, wrong button. I meant to do that one.
What a fucking twist. Oh, shit.
Oh, he said he put so many suck it, James, in there because I always cut it off at the end when he says suck it, James.
Oh,
no,
so now we know what's going
move.
On.
That's a good move. That's a good. That's smart. That's the shotgun effect. I like it.
Might just not play any more voicemails after this.
Yeah.
Well, wow.
James is Mikey censoring. Might not give me shit anymore when he finds out that I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm just saying.
We'll see you here in a second.
Mm-hmm.
I know the rest of the world will.
I think it's known that you're a Cowboys fan.
Well,
I believe that's a hidden fact on the show.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I saw something on the Twitters.
Bitch, I've known that. Yes! Thank you, Mikey. All right.
Fair enough.
Anything else? What do we got? We're at an hour.
No.
1 hour.
I think we're out. I don't know if the chat's out. It was a catch.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Cheers. I mean, officially it is now, right?
Mm-hmm. That would count in today's rules.
All right. Did you guys see that thing going around Instagram? It was like a... It's I forget what whatever network it had the football games on back then, but it was like their like commercial for the NFL. And it's like every single play would be a penalty in today's league. Was that back in like the 70s?
Seriously?
Dude, it's like everything is like a face mask or like it's so bad. And that's like their advertisement for like NFL on CBS or whatever the fuck it was.
Hey, that's a good twist to go back and look at some of those old commercials and see what they put up. See if they did that for hockey. Hey, so one of the things they did for Stanley Cup is, and it's kind of cool, they did this commercial where the teams are handing it off to the teams, they completely skip the Kings.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
They skipped a lot in there, but yeah, there's no Kings in there.
But how great would it have been is you could do Kings to Chicago to Kings to Chicago.
Yeah. It'll be Chicago Kings, Chicago King, or
Chicago first.
Yeah. Well, I would prefer to start with Kings. But yeah,
they started way back. Yeah.
They did all these handoffs and you totally skipped that.
Even Liv was like, "Where are the Kings? They've won, right?"
She gets it.
Yeah, she gets it.
I did see a cool story on Instagram today from Bar Down. Chicago, Boston, King, Chicago, King, Chicago. Was it?
I don't know. He's probably looking at it online, so.
Well, we're idiots. Question so, it. Yeah. Nope. No, I'm not going to question it. But the guy Boston. Who.
11 was Boston.
Okay. Yeah, that does sound. That's because.
Yeah, so in your fucking face, Jordan, I was right. King, Chicago, King, Chicago. Suck it, Jordan.
Anyways, one of the Bar Down guys is a huge Avs
Mikey,
fan.
Mikey, that's really, really fucking tough coming in with. I fucking dare you to question me. When you already have been wrong twice and fact check yourself. So slow down there, boss. Slow down. Slow that roll.
Slow that roll. But anyways, one of the Bar Down guys is a huge Avs fan, and he was going through like a little bit of – it was the only time, I think he said, in NHL history – where the captain like immediately handed off the cup. So I guess Ray Bourque was on the Boston Bruins forever. And he requested a trade to go chase a cup because he had won like 5 Norrises or some bullshit like that. unlike James, I've listened to all the episodes. James, you're wrong every single night.
No, just every single episode, not every single night.
I love Mikey.
10% right.
10% yeah. right.
But
we're all wrong every episode.
That's true. But he requested a trade. He got traded to the Avs in 2000. They lost in the Western Conference Finals to this Dallas Stars. And then he decided to sign one more time at the age of 41. I think it was. Scored something like 59 points. Was second in Norris voting. And then won the Stanley Cup in 2001 with the Avs. And immediately when Joe Sakic got the cup, he handed it off to Bourque.
I think that series was longer than that story, though. So.
Shorter than that story?
No, the series actually was shorter than that story, yeah. Yeah, that would have been, that would have been funny.
That was a sick burn. But it also, but it also went to 7 games. So, Mikey? Suck it, James.
Long story.
Yeah. It's a cool story.
It is cool.
I like it.
He didn't raise it before he handed it off. There you go.
The king of sentiment, so I do agree with you. That is good.
That's the type of shit that you eat up, James. The story's like that.
100%, 100%. I just haven't had enough suck at Jordan in this show, and I feel like I gotta.
You're really like butthurt about that, like three in one voicemail.
Yeah, 3-1 voicemail. Yeah,
it's really getting at you.
It's
chapping your ass.
Hey, I like when I deserve it. I don't get it. So I'm still perplexed.
Check the comments.
I almost died. Jesus, give me a break. You know what? No, we're not.
Yeah, I know. He had a man cold. He did almost die.
It's a little worse than a man cold, but yeah.
It was notes.
Third time.
James is aggressively flipping that coin. I think he wants to end this.
My condolences. Yeah, it was. That's exactly what I had.
That does sound like a disease.
It sounds painful. Close.
Yeah, it was.
Wait, you did what to your sister?
Condolences. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Only it's for the Patreon.
Cool.
All right. Are we fucking done?
Fucking done.
Fucking done. All right, so be sure you're following us on Twitter and Instagram at Kings Roll Pod and subscribe to the show wherever you listen to podcasts. Leave us a voicemail or send us a text at 562-317-0087. Tell James to suck it.
No!
And check out the hockeypodcastnetwork.com and the whole family of hockey podcasts.
Yeah, there you go. And I promise, if you do that, to work on my reading comprehension.
Boom.
Yeah.
That's a huge undertaking for Jordan. So.
Yes. Just gonna spend a lot of my time doing that. This was fun, like interacting with people on Twitch. Thanks to Mikey for the idea.
Yeah, actually, he's the king of that, or he is the father of that idea.
Faja,
you're giving him the Godfather title?
No, yeah. No, just
of the Twitch,
just
the Twitch Godfather.
Yeah. Just
no, there's
just
only one Godfather on this show, and that's Jeff Wilson, right. Who did get banana that bread this guy. Week.
He what?
He got some banana bread this week. Dennis isn't the only Wilson.
Oh my god, we gotta go. For James Whitlock, Jordan Heckman, all you fuckers on Twitch,
hello.
I'm Dennis Wilson saying
go Kings go! Go Kings go! Go Kings go!
James definitely fucked that one
up. Nope, I got back on track with Dennis. Listen and post.
Listen and post. After Dennis fixes it, you're going to see that it was on time.
I did start a little late, but I jumped right back in.
There's yeah, that was fucking awful. I agree.